Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson. It's a rather strange lesson. Jesus is not so much ignoring the woman as he's just kind of putting her down. She comes and she said, I have a daughter who needs help. She's being attacked by a demon and I can't do anything about it. Will you do something for her? Will you relieve her of this demon? And what's Jesus do? He kind of looks down at her because she's really not in his vision and says, why, we don't really give the food for the children to the dogs. We aren't really going to concern what you want. You're not going to get what you want. And so she looks up at him and says, yeah, that's true, but even the children's crumbs, even the crumbs are fed to the dogs. And so he said, go your way. When you find your daughter, you will find that she has been relieved. So we have these times when Jesus was able to do things for people that seemingly couldn't be done, but the way he did it this time kind of almost offends our understanding of who he was and how we reacted, because he kind of puts her down. He doesn't treat her with any kind of respect. He more or less says, look, you're not part of the people who are coming to me, who are Jews, that I was sent to be a savior for. I really don't care what you want. I really am not here to respond to what you need. But then she says, look, I know what you say is true, but that doesn't keep me from coming and begging, because I've also been told that you're the one who can do these things. You may be the only one who can do these things. These miraculous healings and changings are something given to you by God, and you can share them with me if you will. Finally, he says, okay, go. What you asked has been done. In one of the other renditions of this, maybe in Luke, it says, go your way. Your faith has caused you to receive what you want. So faith and hope and miracles all kind of run together. She'd heard about Jesus. I don't know who told her. Somebody told her, hey, you know, this itinerant preacher, this Jesus from Nazareth, he can do things. He's done things that nobody else can do. He's risen the dead. He's healed people with all kinds of diseases and problems. And maybe he can do something for you. Maybe he can do something for your daughter. It doesn't hurt to ask. And so she finds him. She goes and she looks for him and she seeks him and she finds him and she asks, look, is it possible for you to do something for me, to do something for my daughter? I believe that you have the ability to do these things. I believe that you're from God and that you are alone the one who can do this. And I believe you can make this happen. You can do something that nobody else can do. And believe me, I've been every place. I've been to every specialist. I've been to every clinic. I've been to every place there is. And nobody can do what I think you're able to do. So I'm asking you to consider that you might do this for my daughter that you don't know, and me, I don't amount to anything. I'm nobody to take any kind of special notice of, but I believe you have the power to do it, and I believe you can if you will. And then he gives her this business about, well, you know, I'm really not here to take care of you. They sent me to take care of the Jews, not you. You're a Greek, and Greeks we don't really worry about. And she said, please. And he said something to the effect of, we don't give the children's food to the dogs. And she comes back with a, yeah, but. the children's food, the crumbs that fall from their table, what's left, the dogs are allowed to eat. And he said, your faith has made it possible. Go and find your daughter to be well. And then the second part of the lesson, they've got a man who was apparently born deaf. And they sought him to do something for him. And he takes him aside and he puts his fingers in his ears and he uses a Greek term, which means be opened. And they were. And his ears were opened. And he was able to speak, which he had never done before in his life. Faith, trust, the power of faith. The belief that God can do something and will do something if we ask, if we don't get it, if it doesn't happen. Is it because we didn't ask? Is there anything that we cannot go to God with? Is there anything that we cannot ask Jesus to do for us? Is there anything that's off limits that can't be done or won't be considered? Or is everything on the table? Is everything a possibility? Seems to me as this woman believed that no matter what he said, she was going to hang in there until she had no hope of anything. And she did. And what she wanted, she got. Her daughter was healed. The demon was driven out of him. The man that was brought there that couldn't hear, he'd been born deaf, I guess. And he did something and he spoke a word. And the deafness was gone. And he was enabled to speak. And he was enabled to talk, converse like anybody else. Faith, trust. The trust of faith that makes things happen. Faith is where it's all at. It begins with the belief that God is there for us and that God makes things possible to happen to us. And we are reminded of these things through such things as bread and wine. What you see up there on the altar, stacked in those containers, are bread and wine. Do they stay bread and wine? Are they just bread and wine? Does it matter? What we're told is that when we use the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," we are reminded that these have become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins, given and shed that we might have stronger in faith and more ability to believe that God takes care of us no matter what. The woman went. She believed he'd do something. And he gave her a hard time. He made it difficult. He made it just as difficult as he possibly could, and she hung in there. She hung in there because she believed. She had faith. And faith made it possible. Faith still makes it possible. No matter what you think can't be done, ask God in faith and you'll be surprised what happens. She was surprised. I think she really believed, what have I got to lose? And she did it anyway. And she got what she wanted because he was a respecter of her faith. May our faith be strengthened. May the body and blood we receive make us stronger and able to handle what life gives us, and in faith make us ones who will receive the good news of God in Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of our sins. Go in peace, in faith, believing that God will give us as we ask. Amen.